In his summary study of Srila Rupa Goswami's book, The Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada, in chapter 11, quotes the Skanda Purana as follows, quote, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Tulsi tree, which can immediately vanquish volumes of sinful activities. Simply by seeing or touching this tree, one can become relieved from all distresses and diseases. Simply by offering obeisances to and pouring water on the Tulsi tree, one can become freed from the fear of being sent to the court of Yamaraj, the king of death who punishes the sinful." If someone sows a Tulsi tree somewhere, certainly he becomes devoted to Lord Krishna. And when the Tulsi leaves are offered in devotion at the lotus feet of Krishna, there is the full development of love of Godhead. Unquote. In Kushikrata Das's translation of the book Sri Garga Samhita, Canto 2, Chapter 15, verses 37 through 39, and Chapter 16, verses 1 through 39, it is mentioned that Chandranana, Srimati Radharani's friend, had heard the scriptures directly from the lips of Garga Muni. Thus Radharani asked her what kind of worship she should perform to please Sri Krishna and to bring herself good fortune, virtue, and the fulfillment of her wish. After reflecting on this question for a moment, Chandranana told her that service to Tulsi Devi bestows the greatest virtue, good fortune, and blessing, and offers one Lord Krishna's company. She advised Radharani to gaze on Tulsi, touch her, remember her, glorify her, bow down before her, offer prayers to her, plant her, and worship her. By doing this, Chandranana assured, Tulsi would grant Radharani's desire, and also that anyone who serves Tulsi in these 9 ways attains the result one would attain if he performed pious acts in many thousands of millions of yugas or ages.